Well, for over 40 years, he was Bob Mung, and you knew him as the editor-in-chief of the Dallas Morning News. But over the last couple of years, he's become Robert Mung, the president of the University of North Texas at Dallas, and he's our guest right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
So you're in it for the academic gown. I know what it is.
Yeah, there you go.
So UNT, I've been going to school here because I knew I was going to talk to you. I've been going to school a little bit on UNT Dallas, and it's a vastly different organization to me. It sounds like a vastly different organization from, you know, the Mean Green up in Denton. Tell me about UNT Dallas. I know the law school that you've been putting in forever downtown, and then you have a campus in what, 12 miles south of Dallas.
Yes. So it's we got the word yesterday from the coordinating board that we're now the fastest growing university in Texas. So we're up about 51% on our enrollment the last 3 years. And we're about 3760 right now, so we're growing. We serve an urban population in Dallas, the inner ring suburbs, and a lot of young people transfer from Dallas County Community College over to our school.
So they'll put in 2 years there and finish off.
That's right, yes.
So 78% minority.
Yeah, it's actually undergraduates closer to 85% for undergraduate.
And you have a 16-to-1 student-teacher ratio, which is enviable for anybody.
It's good, and then we have a 1-to-250 advising ratio, which is, it sounds a lot, but it's very low, but for college standards. So we give our students a lot of attention.
But I mean, this doesn't sound like you. So do you just share a name? I mean, isn't this vastly different from University of North Texas?
Yeah, they're the flagship. They're 38,000, so that makes them, you know, we're one-tenth their size. And we have a close relationship with them. Neil Smotris, the president, has been very helpful to me. And then there is a health science center in Fort Worth that is also very helpful to us because we've been growing our science training at our school with their help. So we're in the UNT system. So
you are a standalone.
We're standalone. A month out, I got there August 1st, 2015, and a month later the law school came over to us and the school became independent of UNT.
I understand. So it's like UT Arlington or UT
Dallas
right. or something like that.
That's right.
So you have to stand on your own.
Yes.
So tell me about the law school. This is, and you got the greatest location. You're going to be in the building where Ruby shot Oswald.
There you go. That's
Are you
right.
in yet?
In a couple of months. It's almost done. Turner has been the contractor on it, so they've done a great job restoring the inside of the building, and that's a $56 million restoration. And,
wow.
And the outside was $15 million. That the city of Dallas did. So it's going to be restored to its, it was City Hall in Dallas from 1914 to 1978. So it's being restored to its 1914 look with some 1963 flourishes because it is historic and for those reasons, both as City Hall and as the place where Ruby offed Oswald.
So is the whole thing the law school or is it other, do you have other?
No, it's that building will be the law school. We'll still have some law school offices in 1901 Main, the old Joskies building.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have a law library in there and a couple of classrooms. Otherwise, it all moves over.
You should
take a tour. It's beautiful.
Yeah, no, I really do want to see it. I actually spent some time in there, which I won't talk about. But I'm just amazed at the evolution of UNT Dallas. I mean, usually when you're small like that, you're not going to be able to support a law school, but that was an early offshoot within the university, right?
Yeah. I mean, what we did was the system built the law school, the UNT system under Lee Jackson, and Dr. Rosemary Haggett. They're the ones
right.
that really built it up. And then when I got there, when they recruited me, they said, we're going to move it over to UNT Dallas. And so...
like a gift.
Yeah, it really was. And now we did steer it through provisional accreditation. And so our applications after provisional went from 400 to 1,000. So it really makes a difference. And now we're going for permanent accreditation. And so, you know, the appeal of law school is affordable. It's about $17,000 a year all in. And so it's much less expensive than most law schools. And our charge really is to have a diverse class and to get to 75% bar passage as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I'm not sure that I would agree that the world needs more lawyers, but it's a noble profession, and it certainly pays very well.
Well, I'll say what, you know, Chief Justice, Texas Supreme Court, Nathan Heck said, we don't need another law school in Texas, but we need this law school. And what he meant by that was that most of these aspiring lawyers want to go into fields that are underrepresented currently by lawyers. And so a lot of them are going to get into things like immigration law, you know, be municipal prosecutors, municipal judges, that sort of thing, where there really is a need.
Hey, let me go back to your let me go back to your southern campus. One of the other factoids I picked up is that you were named the number one in the nation for the lowest student loan debt. How is that possible? Because that's the scourge. That's the
yes, it is
the sort of Damocles that hangs over everybody's head. It seems like is student debt.
It's been one of the highest priorities I've had since I've been there because, you know, if you're a student. Like most of our students who come from, let's say, household income around $30,000. So it's very tempting when you go in to get your federal financial aid. So about our average student will get about $4,300 in aid. That's not a loan, just aid from either the Texas grant or federal grants. And then we cost about $9,000 tuition and fees, which makes us the lowest cost in North Texas. But they have the option to take out a lot of loans. So what we try to do is say, don't take out any more than you need. We try to provide a lot of jobs on campus. We encourage them to work to pay their tuition and not to take it out in loans. So I think that effort is paying off in lowest debt in the nation upon graduation. So we've done that a couple years in a row, and we're going to just keep after it.
So where do you get the money?
Well, I mean,
to give them.
Well, a lot of them have jobs and they pay the other half. So half their tuition and fees are paid by federal government or the state grant, and then the other half they might get a institutional scholarship from us. So a lot of them get that. A lot of them work and pay us through their jobs. And we give a lot of students campus jobs. So it's a combination of all those things.
That's fabulous. So part of your job, do you fundraise?
I have to because, you know, one thing I tell people, you can put one of our students, one of our urban students, 71% of whom are first-generation students, through college for $5,000 a year. If they give us $5,000, then that takes care of their tuition and fees because the government will take care of the other half. So we've had some success there. But, yes, fundraising is a big part of my job.
Is this fun? I mean, so you spent over 40 years as a journalist or overseeing journalists or trying to rein in journalists. And now, I mean, you're the president of what's becoming a major university. It's got to be is it a different skill set?
About half the skills were transferable, and then about half of them have just been a very steep learning curve. You know, trying to understand... you know, we're heavily regulated by the state coordinating board and by the Department of Education and by the our accreditors, the Southern Association. In fact, we just successfully got through reaffirmation of our accreditation, which I'm happy to say. So it is heavily regulated. But within that, there's a lot of room for creativity in serving a distinct market. So our big job has been to operate strategically. The reason we didn't grow for many years is we weren't operating strategically. And we weren't aligning our dollars with our goals, but we are doing that now, and that's why we're growing so fast.
Well, I'll say this. Your timing for an exit from journalism seemed to be spot on, and you seem to be doing a heck of a job at University of North Texas, Dallas, and we wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you very much.
Crank out some English majors, too, not just STEM people, okay?
That's right. We are.
All right. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.